Okay, we're holding here on page 8 in Bereishis, and like in Bereishis there's tremendous amount of fundamental material. Obviously, we're talking about Bereishis, so everything would be very, very fundamental. And now we're dealing with the word bara. One of the problems in general is we become used to certain terms and terminology. We take it for granted, and it might be right, but we don't know the source, and we don't know who might argue, and so on. And one of them is the word bara. We understand bria to mean creation ex nihilo, creation from nothing, and that's sort of it's axiomatic to us. But in Lashon Kodesh, first of all, not all Rishonim say that. Everyone agrees, basically, that the world was created yesh ma'ayin. That's not an issue. But what does the word bara connote? Since we don't have it in common use, a word like chalav, since people drink milk, we know exactly what milk is. But very few people create things, so we have a hard time defining what the word bria means. And Rishonim speak about the derivation of the word. First one's going to be in Eben Ezra. Bara. Rube mefarshim amru shabria lehotzi yesh ma'ayin. That the word bria means, as we understand, the creation yesh ma'ayin. That's what most mefarshim and certainly the Rambam. V'chein im bria yivra Hashem sounds like that. He says, but that's not the way it's used exclusively. V'hinei says shochu v'yivra l'kimas ha'taninim. Taninim were already, there was already the class of animals, and taninim were coming out of the animals. Ushalos repasik echot, vayivra lekimes ha'odam, ubori choshech, shu hefech ha'or, shu yesh. And so we have here, first of all, Brias Adam, which it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took earth, and vayipa papov, which sounds as if there's something there already. And then he says the word bori choshech. We've seen different places that some Rishonim, the very famous Gra, that Chosh is also a Bria, but Pashup Shad is it's not. So he says like this, V'yesh diktuk hamila bara l'shnei taimim. There, the word bara has two possible meanings. He says, Zeha echad, the one we just said now, meaning yesh ma'ayin, v'asheni le'bara itom lechem. It says he didn't eat with them. V'zeh asheni hei tachas aleph. It's a variation of bara, ki kemoyo lehavreis es David, ki hu mibinyan ha'koved ha'noisav. So it's another binyan, v'im hoya ba'aleph hoya kemoyo lehavriachem. Umatsanu ameabinyan hakoved ubarasa lecha. So he says, ve'einenu kimoy boru lechem ish. So it's not from the word breira, but rak ukumoy ubara oishen, which means to cut down, v'tamoy ligzer velosum gvul nigzer. So it means to chop, to cut. It's something, better said, not to choose, but to specify would be the right word for it. In other words, it's not choosing people, but it means to designate to the exclusion of others. And therefore, it would mean, bria would mean to cut out a certain certain element of a world. Let's explain it a little bit better. And his interpretation here actually it touches base with some of what the Mukubalim said. The word bria yesh me'ayin would mean that something came into being that wasn't. The very substance of something that didn't exist became. That's the conventional tam bria. There's a secondary understanding of it, and that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut out a piece. The word "brur" in Aramaic means outside. And in this case, it means as follows. The world was, everything was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everything. There wasn't anything that didn't exist, that came into existence. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut out an element that became an entity unto itself. So a more true variation of Bria's Olam, more true explanation of Bria's Olam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everything and anything, and therefore it was not possible that something existed that would perceive itself as being itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it aside in a world that has clearly defined lines and became an entity unto itself. That is the second definition of Bria, and it fits quite well with the way many of the Mekubalim project it. And the Chassidish Sfarim, they say, some sources say, we believe in a Bria of Ayin Miyesh, meaning that there's a world that seems to be devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that allows for us to be and to exist. That's real Bria. So that's Eben Ezra with two explanations. The next one is going to be in Abarbanel, and like we always say, the Abarbanel is a compilation of Sfarim, and he many times compiles all the shitas of that were before him, and he asks questions on each one, and he answers. He's a very
your wife's on the phone. She was wondering if you could.
No. Okay. And in a very he very thorough in it, and he goes through a lot of different yanim, and he's somebody that a lot of times he has his own points. So let's see his piece over here. He speaks also about the different concepts of Bria. He mentions the Rambam, who says Yesh Ma'in V'Yesh Mishaymer K'dei Lahatzdik L'Sdivei Rav Moira Shaham Tzo Yesh Ma'in Toimar Bria Lo Yishapich Shekol Bria Tiyo Tzos Yesh Ma'in. He says the Bria is a Yesh Ma'in V'Eluheim. He says, but on the other hand, he says, well, this person is trying to explain the Rambam that you explain Yesh Me'ayin. Anytime you make some Yesh Me'ayin, it must be called Bria, but some Brias are also Yesh Me'yesh. This takes care of it. There's a question that Bria may be borrowed to be used for other things also. Ve'elohin divrei ruach. So he says, that's silly. Shem Kain, Miyach Rechon Shabriya Shazel Hasibresh Yesh Ma'ayin, Shem Abriya Shatayim Otsos Yesh Me'yesh. He says, well, you're basically in a circle. You're telling me that the word Bria may mean Yesh Ma'ayin, but not that it has to mean Yesh Ma'ayin. Okay, so then if I learn Breshish Bar Lakim, as Shem Varetz means that Kaddish Baruch Hu was Bairish Ma'ayin Varetz, then what did I, it means that it was Yesh Me'yesh. I'm grammatically correct. So I don't have any proof in the Torah that it was Yesh Ma'ayin. Vehine Haradak Limoshe Achadel, so it's Radak, who also went along with that line. Kosa Bishosha Shebara Shem Neufel and Yonim is Chalfen El Shito. He says that the word Bara can be on both. Kunema and Sosheshmaayin, Kubetra Lakim, Vieshani Ala Breer of Abchira. It also means to choose, Kimo Barosel Hosham. Vinyashlisha Ala Kris of Ashkos, also means to chop, Kimo Borosim Chavoisim. That's a Bosnian Cheskel we saw. So, Radak says simply the word has different meanings and not connected to each other. So, the word bara in Breishis means Yesh Me'ayin because it's being used in that meaning. So, he says he doesn't think that that's right. Rather, he thinks that Bria is used in its primary meaning, and sometimes it's a borrowed word. It's like, sometimes I take a word, for instance, if I say it was an earth-shattering exclamation, I mean, I'm using the word earth-shattering, which means literally to shatter the earth, and I'm borrowing it for something else. So he said there's a primary meaning and a borrowed meaning. And that's why Bereish Bara Elokim, we're using it in its primary meaning. It's not equal meanings. The primary meaning must be that, and in other cases, it's used as a metaphor. So let's say, somebody created a symphony. It means that it was such a chiddush that's like Yeshmain, Avil. So again, we're skipping a few lines there by Barbanel, but Kivanisharu Ledas Balashan Briok Venachasar Yeshaina. And he says, we must define it that way, that Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating some new force or some new entity. I'm not sure what that is. Kasha. Shakadosh Baruch Hu himtzi rishayna ascholos dvarim kulam b'metzias koychani kodem tzeisel ma'isa poli. Shakadosh Baruch Hu korlin sinas zikachni bria. Atzir pol karasir v'atzir. So he says another knach, and this point is interesting in terms of its veracity. The Ramban goes with this also, and it's something maybe when we'll see the Ramban, we'll try to explain why it's like that. And it's hinted at in Rashi. They say the following point: HaKadosh Baruch Hu created vague matter, and we call that koach hiyuli, meaning something that's unformed, undefined, much as you might have a company that will, for instance, they make soups. So they first make like a standard soup, and then in different runs, they mix in different, so here they put onions, here they put chicken, here they put this, that, but there's a certain base that's the same for all, a dough, and then they fill in whatever they want to fill it in with, and so on. That's the type of thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created matter that was in a very, very unformed state, with the possibility of becoming many things, which, by the way, actually dovetails with the way science sees things. But regardless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in two stages. Now, why do we need to explain that in Bereishis? Maybe we'll see it around Ramban when we talk about Koach Hiyuli. But in terms of Mekubalim, because Mekubalim speak about it, they don't talk about the practicality of Bereishis, but they see the entire world as coming in stages from totally unformed, amorphous matter with no properties, all properties, however you want to say it, and different stages. The reason for it, at least from the Kubalim's point of view, is it gives a certain structure that allows us to understand the Ma'ase Hashem. It's just like if I see slices of something in a different stages as it's being made, it gives me tremendous insight into the things themselves. So too, when I have different insights into when I see different phases of the Bria, I can understand Darkei Hashem, and that's all. So Mekubalim gave us terms Bria and Asiya and Yetzira. It's three cross sections of everything that exists, so that we can understand where different places happen with Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu.
How does this differentiate with what the Eben Ezra was saying, with the Yesh Me'esh type of?
So Eben Ezra just says two sides of the coin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took everything and then put a boundary and said, in a certain sense, he imposed nothing around it. I look at myself and I say, these are my karazim, this is what exists. Nothing but this exists. So that bubble is what Eben Ezra is talking about. Ramban, Eben Ezra bringing Rabbi Avraham Anossi is that it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a very, very amorphous putty, began making figures out of it, then set those figures, painted them, chiseled away, did what he needed to do. In other words, Bria is the stage one, and then stage... So the main point about the Bria is what comes out of it. What comes out of Bria is that there is something, but that thing can become anything afterwards. If you want to take a phenomenal muscle for this, and again, I feel a lot of times science helps us understand things. If you take a look at a liver cell and a lung cell and a brain cell, they are very, very different. Unless a person has liver for his brain, the person's liver cell and brain cell is very, very different, different functions. And yet, at a certain stage in his development, they were the same cell. And that's why with the so-called stem cells, which can become any other cell. We come from one cell and it becomes different things. Another area, one of the big pushes for evolution is the fact that all living items are almost the same thing. Well, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a living cell and he made cockroaches and elephants and people out of it. And that's of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first state, which only produced potential material, is called Bria. ובדברי חכמנו ז"ל גם כן עשר דבר נברו ערב שעז בין השמושס ולאמרו נעשו לפי שעוז נעשה מציאס כרחן שייצו פעול ושעס עצר אז עוזו פשעת נברו נברו is, sorry, Ben Avraham Anasi is saying נברו is what came out, not from where it came. זהו דעס הנוסי רעסב על זה וממנו הויצי שיהיה פירוש הפוסק בבראשיס שבתחילס בריאס העולם Bara lekir shayim saores shenosan koichnius veafshoros loisim achoymarim al yimetachton shehimtzi. So first he gave them potential. So the first thing God gave was potential. Va'achakach nosim matzuris v'tzim lepoil nechashe shiyomim ve'insofikatzi shemikam lokam ban mashepir shepaskaze. Again, this is something which I think science has a similar perspective. And we need to find how to understand the differences in timeline. But science also sees the world starting from a vague mass of a soup of material and slowly becoming the pieces that are now. They see it as an inherently natural process. We don't. And they see a timeline which we disagree with. But the idea that things went minakala kaveh is definitely in line with the way Sankhya Sailam. The way many Rishonim learn, and the Ramban included, didn't start. And Rashi also, Rashi says in the second Perek Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, everything was under the earth on the first day, waiting to pop up above the earth. The Ha'omnam, Kesheyurin das Hanasi Lashon Bara, but he says on close examination, if you take a look at the way he learns the word Bara, he's not right. You find in the Psukim that Bria produces things that are final and in their best state. And that's why the word Bria, the word Bria meaning healthy, what's the right word for it? Something that's solid and healthy is Bari, which is a derivation of the word Bria. Kemoi Bria is v'toivos, like by the cows, ve'eglen ish Bari, u'macholei Bria. V'loitim tse'ena l'adova chosa kochani. So he says it's the other way around. When you say something is Bari, you say it is as well developed and as well formed as can be. The Eid al Zeh, ki boi shavas mikol malach tashvor al kim lasis. She efter she furs al shanosva metzias hasholim lasis bin alam shechavi yosef v'cholu. Ashabur le kim lasis means he created it. It totally. In other words, it's vayichul hashem v'aretz. Now, I actually think that this pasuk itself, it's used like that, and I think definitely mashon the pasuk that it does mean similar to Rav Avraham Hanasi. Ashabur le kim lasos means Akadosh Baruch Hu created these things lasos to do something with it. The word lasos in this context, it means like Rashi says before on Vayas, that it means to finalize the form of something, it's the word asi is used at Tzipornayim to when a person manicures himself. That's called lasis. Asiya is something which is the final version of it. And b'meila, the pasuk would read, Ashabar lekim lasis would mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bria with a tachas v'asiya. This is sort of, in a big picture, this is an exact description of Ma'isadam. Because we ask ourselves, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything perfect, then we've got nothing to add. So when we shecht an animal or mafish challah, what are we adding? The bria is perfect. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create things perfect, then he's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he's not perfect. So how do we get out of that conundrum? You know, so we discussed it about Mila and so on. And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it perfect. The perfection it has is that we make the final product. If you buy a very, very, very expensive set of Lego, so you say to yourself, well, this is such an expensive set by such a prestigious company, it must be perfect as it is. So you open up the box, and just a lot of blocks there, nothing else. When I go ahead and I build from the Lego whatever thing I build, that was what the Lego set was there for. The person designing the set had in mind that I go and build with it. The same thing is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, a bria, la'asis, that we are the ones to make the final product out of. And that is the perfection of the world. The perfection of the world is that people take raw material and make something out of it. So that would be an understanding of that positive glasses. He asks, "Pshutai, it doesn't sound right." She Alkena Marti Shaloshim Bora Yorik Fenachaser Shainam Tzos Yesh Me'ayin Mitzia Sholem Mifolov Lezose. So someone says, "I feel that the word Bora means that Yesh Me'ayin V'zeuze." I just want to add one of the reasons why there's so much discussion about it. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim, and we'll get to that soon also, Rambam Mor Nevuchim speaks about the belief of Olam Kadmon, if it's true, if it's compatible with Yiddishkeit or not. If a person believes, like Aristotle, that the world existed forever, is that something that's compatible with Torah or not? So, Lechura, the Rambam strongly disagrees with it, but he says it's still possible to entertain that thought. It's still not, you can still actually, believe it and still believe there's a Torah. Not sure how that is. But maybe we'll get to that, we'll talk about it. But if the emunah, the Pashta emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. And this is really the junction at which, if you learn Bereishis Bara means Yesh Me'ayin, then there's no Olam Kadmon. Everything came afterwards. And the Rambam speaks about time, especially. If not, then we start running into some issues. Because if the world is eternal, however you learn it, in these two Pshatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly created something from nothing. That's both pshat, both of these pshat that I'm talking about. The only thing is, did he create something fully formed, or did he create something that was waiting to be formed? We saw before, he says that the word bari, meaning hale and healthy and fully formed, comes the word bria. Since the world is meant as a place that we would exercise our abilities to do things, then it probably is compatible with that meaning as well, I would suggest. Akaponim, that's the end of Barinel. So we have here three pshatim, basically, in the Rishonim, what the word bria means. One is yeshmain, that's the most common meaning. A second meaning is to designate, which means to cut out and to define, which is an almost opposite process. And then we have a third one, which is to make things that are yeshma'ayin, to make things that are potential and not fully formed. So bria is going on the end result much more than the beginning, where you're coming from. Okay.